Returning to our top story, last night the parents of a baby placed into the temporary custody of the court as it awaits urgent life-saving heart surgery have tried to stop doctors preparing the infant for his operation today. The High Court has responded by ordering the parents not to obstruct health staff. A University of Auckland law professor, Mark Hanahan, has written papers on the child's right to medical treatment. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
What do you make of this emergency response from the court and the powers that are now seemingly being exercised here?
Well, I think it's appropriate. Obviously, Justice Gold heard the evidence and deliberated seriously and wrote, I think, a balanced judgment listening to both sides and accepted the view of the officers who are working directly with the child that the urgent operation is needed, blood transfusion is needed, and it has to get done as soon as possible. So that was the order. And he's reinforced that, saying it is urgent, and he's reinforced that the doctors have the authority to carry out all the procedures they see necessary, and the parents are not to interfere with that at all. His initial order said they were able to confer with the parents as doing it, but he's kind of removed that part and said the doctors can go ahead and do what's necessary medically to save this child's life.
So does that give the doctors and the specialists involved here the legal protection they need if they have to actually get police or security to get this baby ready?
Yeah, it does give them the direction of the court. They may even ask the court to do that for them, because basically they have that authority to act in that way. Probably for safety reasons, they may say to the court, look, they won't release the baby. So the court can quite clearly has powers to have the baby removed as the ultimate power in that situation. So they may do that just as a matter of procedure if the parents. Hopefully now that the court has made this order clearly, that the lawyers involved will say to the parents, well, the order's been made. If you breach it now, it's a serious matter, because a breach of a guardianship direction from the court, and the court has authority over the child, is a contempt of court. You're acting against what the court has told is to happen, and that's a serious matter. So I think the judge is hoping that's enough for them to be told, we better go ahead with this, otherwise we are in breach of the court, and that's a serious matter. Guardianship of the court has serious powers, and contempt of court is the ultimate power, saying you have now acted in contempt of this court, you've ignored what the court has asked to be done, and that can have serious penalties.
I mean, nobody wants to see this get to the point where people are being arrested. But is that something that is possible here? If they continue to ignore that order of the court, then there will be no option at some point, given the urgency of this matter, for police to step in here.
Yes, absolutely. And the court can make that direction. Absolutely. And I'm with you totally, Corinne. We really hope that doesn't matter. We hope that sensibleness takes over at this particular point. I feel for the parents, and I don't think we should demonise them in any way. It's helpful at all. They obviously have strong beliefs about this situation, and they must be in awful trauma about this situation. They need some support, but on the other hand, they have to accept the court has made a judgment here. We act in a democracy where the rule of law is the ultimate. You know, we all have to act under the rule of law. If you breach the rule of law, then there are serious consequences, and it's sad for them, but at the end of the day, that's the reality of what they're facing now.
Just remind us, that how narrow was the initial scope of this guardianship here? We're not talking about the court somehow having control over this baby's life for a very long period of time here, are we?
It was either till the operation was over or the 31st of January. The courts always try to do the minimum intervention, because parents normally have guardianship, which is the decision-making role, the ultimate decision-making role in a child's life. But this particular decision, you know, like the name of the child, what school, what creche the child, all those things will be still with the parents. But this particular issue, this operation, is controlled by the court. That aspect of guardianship is controlled by the court. And the judge tried to make it in a way, in the initial order, that the doctors and the parents would work together during the operation. That's kind of broken down at this point. So he's really saying it's over to the doctors now, and the parents must not obstruct it.
I think
that they would work together, but that hasn't really happened.
The difficulty here is that this is an unusual case, because there are advocates for the parents who are obviously have got strong anti-vax views. They've got strong social media channels. They have their supporters who are very angry. This is all going on in the background, and it can't really be ignored. Or does in fact the court and the doctors, they have to try and block all this out? But that is incredibly stressful.
It's very, very stressful, and I think, yeah, it's particularly stressful. And the parents are right in the epicentre of it, and I really feel for them, because they'll be getting information about what vaccinations can do. That vaccinations, there was that they had one of their supporters when they met the doctors early on saying that babies are dying in the Starship Hospital because of blood transfusion. So they've got this information given to them and by people that they obviously who support them. So it is hard for them to kind of get a clear picture of what's going to happen. So there's a lot of pressure. But I think at the end of the day, the court has ruled that the doctors have the authority to go ahead. And I just hope now it's sad for them and it's difficult for them to contemplate. But I hope the operation goes ahead. The baby comes out the other end fine. And everyone can take a deep breath. But it is very, I think you put your finger right on it. The pressure is immense at the moment for all sides, for the doctors themselves and for the judge. I mean, I feel for the judge too, right at the FSC to have to make these decisions. But the judge has heard the evidence and made the decision. And the decision is extremely consistent with any other decisions where there is strong medical evidence that this is the best practice to operate in this way and to use the blood in this way. It's been consistent throughout the courts in any case they've made in these situations.
And just finally, we're seeing here that the court's obviously on this 24/7, right? I mean, they can respond if there is another issue, and this has got more to play out today, obviously. Yes. They can step in, they can make further orders. Do you see that as they'll be ready to go?
They have to be ready to go, yes. Normally, unlike doctors, judges and lawyers aren't in court quite too much, but this is one where they have to be on the button watching what's happening all the time. So Justice Galt is a very experienced and an excellent judge, and I'm sure he's been as sympathetic as he has. And he pitched the order, I think, very well, just saying, you've got to go ahead, please do not interfere. He didn't go sort of, and here's what will happen. He doesn't want to go to that next step. He knows he has that power, but he's really hoping, and I'm really hoping and praying, that basically the parents now say, right, all right, we just have to accept this, and the operation will go ahead. I just really hope and pray that that happens.
And just to be clear, that next step would be the court issuing what some order to arrest the parents, or how would that actually play out?
It could be to restrain the parents from interfering in this particular situation. Yeah, so the doctors can get on with it. So the parents may be removed from the and of course the hospital itself can trespass people off the premises too if they want to in a particular situation. So he's made it very clear, and I just hope that gets through because it's a very clear order. The parents are not to interfere or obstruct. Use the word obstruct. The operations. That's pretty clear. Anything that obstructs it would be a breach of that order, and that's a serious matter. And that should be explained to the parents. Don't obstruct it anymore. You're in serious water if you do.
Professor, thank you very much for that. Let's hope it does not come to that. That is Auckland, University of Auckland Law Professor Mark Hennehan, who has written papers about a child's right to medical treatment.